A Dream for All. "I Have a Dream" is arguably one of the most recognizable quotes from Dr. King, confronting injustice in his March on Washington. A dream is something we all had. A dream to see the world, a dream to live, a dream to express ourselves, a dream to face inequality and injustice. But what happens when someone doesn't respect that dream? Divide and be full. With liberty and justice for all, until it's someone who has a different dream from you. Someone who doesn't share your political beliefs. Someone who is different. Dr. King didn't give up on his dream when people disagreed with him, when people resorted to violence until the day they killed him. But his dream was not dead. Today, everyone needs to open their eyes and contemplate the state of our country. We're going back to that same separation Dr. King's speech was trying to get away from. Whether it's political beliefs, racism, perception of demographics, economical issues, war, or religion, they all separate us from the unity Dr. King was protesting for. Every day, the colored American's life expectancy lowers due to police brutality and just plain racism. This is a problem, as 42% of America is another race other than white. 42% isn't just a number, it's a face. It's your delivery driver, doctor, teacher, veterinarian, a friend. It's what Dr. MLK died fighting for, the freedom and equality for all. Dr. King's speech shares values of seeking recognition and understanding, but every day people judge not based off of personality, but off of assumptions because of their race. After an event where a person of a specific demographic is doing or has done harm, many people put a target on everyone in that demographic's back, jumping to conclusions that they all caused harm. In reality, this causes deep wounds that are hard to fix. School relationships, community relationships, or even family relationships. These relationships can have major tensions put on them after such events, but one person's bad decision shouldn't determine another person's day, but it does. The domino effect isn't just for these events, but every day. A gentle smile on the sidewalk can make someone's day, someone in a good mood for the rest of the day, or a rude look can make a bad day even worse. It's all about your perception of life. If you wake up each day thinking something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen. If you wake up saying you're going to have a good day, you have a good day. But if you're like Dr. King, you'll wake up each day wanting change until you finally see it happen. Our country needs to take time to reflect on the core values instilled in Dr. King's speech. Many of these values are becoming less and less common among communities, with police brutality, racism and discrimination, and violence becoming major issues. These values, such as nonviolence, love and brotherhood, justice and equality, and courage, are skills and values that can help solve and prevent these issues, not encourage them. Dr. King didn't resort in violence or discriminate against anyone, even when he was faced with the cruel racism and unjust punishments for wanting change. That is what we all need to act today, act civil and with love and brotherhood. If we all applied his principles in our lives, we would unite together and create a loving, welcoming, diverse nation. No three words are more recognizable in the United States than "I Have a Dream." Those words are taught to our youth, they unite us, they set goals and accomplishments. And if we all follow those words and his principles, we would unite together as a nation and create waves of change and diversity. His speech wasn't just about now, it's about now. It's about change forever, that generations young and old can connect through. It's about equality now and forever.